Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
A very good day to you. We would like to announce some new laws effective immediately. All citizens are required to take the mark of the beast 666 on either their hands or forehead. Without this mark, you will be unable to buy or sell. You will not be allowed to travel or own a home. Any individual who refuses the mark forfeits the privilege of being a supported member of society. Good day.
What are you waiting for? Are you going to accept the mark or not?
But my dad always used to say, we should never take the mark because we will lose our souls. I think that's what the Bible says too.
Well, the Bible isn't going to pay your bills now, is it? You can't buy food using the Bible. Why don't you be like everyone else and take the mark? Then you can go back to living your life. You'll be happy. As for the rest of you, wait your turn, get the mark, and go about your day.
Revelation 19, verse 20. But the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs, he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. When we think of the mark of the beast, what comes to mind? Some kind of electronic chip on the hand or forehead? A barcode, maybe. But what if we're wrong? What if our interpretation of the mark of the beast is incorrect? Well, what if the mark of the beast is active even now in this moment of history that we're in? Well, what you're about to hear is a very interesting perspective about the mark of the beast.
If you kind of grew up around, you're close to my age, then you've been hearing for a long time that this could be the mark of the beast. It could be a chip put in our hands, or it could be the phone, or it could be the credit card. Really, I think this is to miss the point that's being made in the book of Revelation. So the perfect number is number 7. And so if 7 is complete, 6 is incomplete. We also know that the number 3 it means complete. And so 666, the mark of the beast, is really to show that the work of the enemy is completely, 3 sixes, incomplete. And so this is really what the enemy produces, complete incompleteness.
Now, it's hard to argue with this train of thought. God makes things to perfection. In Genesis 1, when we're told about the creation of the world, God created light to make night and day, and all the land, sky, and oceans. He made humans, animals, and all living things. And it was on the seventh day, when all was complete, that God rested. However, the devil always tries to either imitate God or corrupt the work of God. Where God created an earth that was perfect, Satan introduced sin to the world. With this understanding, listen to this.
Complete incompleteness. So it's not Elon Musk putting something in our brains or something like that, but that this number 666 has to do with on the forehead and on the hand, forehead representing ideological belief and hand meaning the practice of that ideological belief. So I think the way you're even seeing this today is there are certain, especially in the business community now, ideological beliefs you must have in order to participate in the economy. And I think we're going to see this get worse. That means I believe the mark of the beast is active even now in this moment of history that we're in.
Think about what he's saying here. The forehead represents ideological beliefs. This is all to do with how you think, what governs your thinking, what principles and beliefs influence you. And then the hand is the practice of that ideological belief. So this is the action you take. So could the mark of the beast be an introduction to a new set of ideological beliefs that you have to act on in order for you to buy and sell and be a functioning member of society? Let's imagine this and see how it could potentially play out. Scenario 1. The Antichrist comes into power, and him being against God, he introduces a set of measures and laws, such as all citizens are to conform to the new one world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Bible, a gospel message that has been carefully crafted to remove Jesus Christ and to remove the message of repentance and holiness and purity. Anyone carrying a real Bible and rejecting the one world Bible will be prosecuted and not allowed to buy or sell. This is effectively introducing a new set of ideological beliefs. And those who accept this are effectively taking the mark of the beast by rejecting the true word of God and accepting a counterfeit demonic version of the gospel. Scenario 2. The Antichrist comes into power, and him being against God, he introduces a set of measures and laws, such as a requirement for every citizen to worship and bow to a statue. Remember that Revelation chapter 13, verse 15 says, "He was then permitted to give life to this statue, so that it could speak. Then the statue of the beast commanded that anyone refusing to worship it must die." Now, conforming to this kind of behavior and this practice of idolatry might have you in good standing as a citizen, but in your spiritual life, you've rejected God. Scenario 3. The Antichrist comes into power, and him being against God, he introduces a set of measures and laws such as that require all religious places to tolerate, accept, and endorse anything and everything regardless of what the Bible says. Practically, this will mean that if someone in your church attended and decided to start distributing alcohol during the service, then you cannot remove that individual or try to help them. If a leader is caught in sin, that is biblically defined sin, then they are or should be allowed to continue as normal, without consequence. In other words, churches will be forced to tolerate more and more worldly and ungodly ideologies. And the fact that the church members will stay quiet and accept things that are wrong as though they were right before God, that could be interpreted as accepting the beast and rejecting Christ. Now, this notion of what exactly the mark of the beast is may be debated in Christian circles. Some will believe that the mark of the beast is already active in the world, and others are expecting more physical acts to be introduced, like contactless payment chips implanted under the skin. Whatever the case may be, we know for certain that the mark of the beast, whether it's ideological concept or a physical reality, the mark will lead to the destruction of a person's soul. And when you think of how the Antichrist will introduce it, I believe it will be in the most simple and unassuming of ways. Have you ever been fishing? Fish are drawn to shiny lures. They look interesting and innocent to fish, but embedded in the attractive lures are razor-sharp barbed hooks designed to penetrate and ensnare. Once a barbed hook is set, there is little chance of escape. That's what the reign of the Antichrist will be like. The Antichrist will not appear to be evil when he comes to power. In fact, he'll be hailed as a benevolent hero, abounding in charm, wisdom, and solutions to the grave problems that plague the world. Though the last days and reign of the Antichrist are referenced throughout the Bible, it is the writings of the Apostle John, his epistles, and the book of Revelation that provide the greatest insight into his character and evil plan.
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. This call to vigilance and watchfulness is as relevant for us today as it was for the disciples when Jesus spoke these words. Just as a vigilant watchman remains attentive to potential threats, we must stay alert and watchful for the signs of Christ's imminent return. The fascinating thing about a watchman is that a watchman has many different roles which are all just as vitally important. In the olden days, a watchman was responsible for protecting towns and army camps from surprise enemy attacks as well as any other potential dangers. Watchmen on the walls would look out for approaching messengers, danger, armies, or envoys. In 2 Samuel 18, we're told that David was sitting between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate, to the wall, lifted his eyes and looked, and there was a man running alone. Then the watchman cried out and told the king, and the king said, "If he is alone, there is news in his mouth." And he, the messenger, came rapidly and drew near. It's a watchman's job to always be on the lookout, to peer into the distance, to observe, to await, and certainly to be alert. The watchman stands as a sentinel, guarding against any dangers. And in our own spiritual lives, every Christian has this role of acting as a watchman. We are to observe, evaluate, and examine our lives against the Word of God. We are to guard the gates of our eyes, ears, and heart from the threat of sin, the threat of evil, and the threat of the devil. We are to be watchmen over our heart's desires and affections. Now, as children of God who live in a period of time where there is great uncertainty, one thing we have to guard against is the spirit of fear. People out there are fearful of so many things. The threat of emerging pandemics. For some, there is uncertainty when it comes to the current state of international affairs. The Bible warns us of wars and rumors of wars, and when we finally see Bible prophecy unfolding right before our eyes, it can leave us seeking clarity, and you can end up asking questions like, how will this affect the country I live in? How will this affect the world? And so there is uncertainty there. For someone else, the fight they face is economic uncertainty, either personal finances or the wider economy of their country. For other people in certain parts of the world, Christians who face persecution for their faith in Christ, there may be some uncertainty as they think, how long can I endure this? Or how much more should I endure, Lord? And I personally believe that in these last days, in these days where we see Bible prophecy unfolding before our eyes, I believe the Bible gives us five commands that will help us all in these times. The first of these five commands is to keep watch, because Christ is coming soon. Matthew 24, verse 42, the Bible says, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. When you are living in uncertain times, when you are living in fearful times, in times where biblical prophecy is happening and we are seeing an increase in the number of conflicts all around the world, we are seeing pestilences, we're seeing the love of many growing cold. When you are living in such times, it's important to keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. We may not have the answers to everything. There may not be a detailed roadmap telling you what to do and how to do it whenever you see troubling things happening. But all in all, we must remember that ultimately, our focus should be in one place, and that is on Jesus Christ. If you focus on the world, you will be worried. You will be burdened and anxious. But when you focus on Jesus, you will see the trouble in the world, but you will not be troubled in your heart. The second command is to watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Matthew 26, verse 41 says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We are encouraged to watch and pray so that we won't give in to temptation. And a lot of times, people associate temptation to only be of a sexual nature. However, people can be tempted by sin in various ways. Some are tempted to lie and steal, all for their personal and selfish gain. Some are tempted to get drunk. Others are tempted to gossip. But most of all, watch out against being tempted to follow a gospel that tickles your ears. In the last days, there will be deception, and this deception will be tempting to many, because you will be told a gospel that simply makes you feel good instead of leading you to repentance. Be careful not to be tempted. The third command is to watch and pray so that you can escape. Luke 21, verse 36 says, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. When Jesus said this to his disciples, he was talking about the future, and he was warning them of the terrible things to come on the earth as we edge closer to the end of the age. Those who will be counted worthy to escape God's wrath on this earth are those who have put their trust and faith in Jesus Christ. But you can only do this if you watch and pray always. In other words, Jesus is telling us to be focused on him. The fourth command to believers in this day and age is to be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. The Bible in 1 Peter 4, verse 7 says, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. In this context, sober means serious. In other words, as believers, we should be careful about how we live. Our choices impact our ability to think clearly. It is better to be self-controlled so that we can pray earnestly. I believe here that Peter is also speaking to those who suffer for Jesus' sake, the believers who are persecuted. And Peter gives us a word of warning that is also encouraging as he says, it's almost over. The end of all things is near. And don't we see that today more so than ever? The fifth and final command to believers is to be clear in your mission. 2 Timothy 4, verse 5 gives us great advice when it comes to dealing with all that we hear and see in the world today. The Bible says, but you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry God has given you. The world has many different voices, some godly, some ungodly. And these voices will tell you so many different things. Things that will confuse you. Things that will leave you perplexed. Things that will pollute your mind, and all of this leads you to live in a fearful state. But God's Word is calling us to have a clear mind in every situation. And I believe that you can achieve this by doing one thing. Focusing on Christ and doing everything for His glory. As more and more people ask questions like, are we living in the last days? Is this the end? I want to encourage you to do something. Rather than look at each and every event that is currently happening in the world, my message to you is that you should make sure that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, it's good for us to take note of the events happening in this world, but the focus for our lives should be to make sure that our individual relationships with God are in good standing. Whether these are the last days or not, whether this is the 11th hour or not, you and I, as believers, need to make sure that our focus is only on Jesus Christ. We should focus on the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, and that is Jesus Christ, who explicitly said, "No one comes to the Father except through me."
There are forces and powers in the world that are beyond our line of natural sight. Spiritual discernment brings us in tune with those forces and helps us to navigate them. If we are not in tune with God's Spirit, how do we expect to be in line with God's will? It is discernment through the Holy Spirit that allows us to follow God in a way that we should. The Holy Spirit opens our eyes to the truth of the spiritual realities in every decision in our lives. God is not out there disconnected and unconcerned about our lives. If we are willing to listen and open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit, then we will discover that God has interest in the ordinary and mundane of our lives. We will be able to discern God's will in every aspect of our lives. Spiritual discernment is an important part of the believer's experience. It's important to help us to discern the spiritual forces around us in this world, to discern God's will for our lives, and to help us follow that will. Each and every one of us should pray for the gift of discernment so that we are in line with the will of God. Several times in Scripture, men and women of God are led to do something or to go somewhere because of their discernment of the will of God. God has not stopped speaking today. God is still speaking, leading, calling us to go and to do for Him. It is our task to ask the Holy Spirit for the ability to hear and to follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.